Here's what we're going to do now. We are going to transition now to doing testimonies from our 2 weeks in Mexico. So what we're going to do is we're going to be showing a slideshow in a minute with just an excellent way to recap our 2 weeks in Mexico. And while we do that, I'd like to ask those of you that emailed something in, thank you for doing that, being prepared for tonight to share what God did in your heart, how God met you in Mexico. I'm going to ask you, as the video is playing, if you would just come up, you can just sit up here on the stage. And then if you didn't prepare anything, but there is something that you really would love to share, there's something you're thinking, you know, I'd love to share this story, to talk about how God met me, I want you to come too. So if you didn't have a chance to turn something in, please don't hesitate to come down and just join. We're just going to sit up here on the stage. Is that clear? Clear. Okay. Gentlemen, are you ready? All right, let's roll the video. If you would please just make your way down front right now, that would be a big help. Well done. Is Danny primarily responsible for that? Danny, let's give Danny a hand. Thank you, Danny, for taking the time to do that for us, serving us that way. Excellent. All right, are there any others? This is open to parents, too. Just want to make sure you know that. That adult, Steve Whiskey, you can join us. Any other adults that want to, that's fine, too. So who wants to be first? Ladies first. No, it doesn't apply here. This is where we lead, men. This is where we lead. Thank you, Josh. Let's get some guys up here. We're going to hear from them. Thank you for coming willing to share tonight.
Hi. I'm Josh Tucker. I went on both weeks of the missions trip along with Chad and Andy. This provided many memories, including burning or blowing up trash with Chad. A crazy water balloon fight against Brew and Maka, in which we were the only ones with water balloons. Finding all my possessions hung from the pavilion outside by James. Showing everyone that Peter knows the answer to every question. And watching Maka go crazy after being in the sun too long on the roof. Not to mention Brew accidentally hitting Corinne in the nose and making her bleed. It was a fun 2 weeks. One of the things, the first day I prayed on the way there, as we were stopping at a restaurant, that God would bring me home a stronger Christian than when I went. And it was really cool just seeing how God turned that request into reality. And especially like through my quiet times, through the devotions that we had each morning, personal devotions, and just seeing, it seemed like every day when I opened up to what I was going to read that day, it was talking about the fear of the Lord. And God really used these passages to show me what the fear of the Lord is and how I could apply that to my life. And it was really beneficial to me and just really helped me to fear him more and really helped me to love him more and have a fear of the Lord to fight my sin. And it was really great just being able to spend this time in Mexico studying the fear of the Lord. I'm also grateful for the friends that I had there with me, especially Chad, being able to have conversations with him, talking about different things, just being able to have somebody who's a very close friend there with me to talk about stuff, hang out with, and just have a lot of fun. I just really respect him and just really look up to him. Also, like especially second week, having Troy Crosby show up. I met him last year at Mexico, and he's just, I mean, he's a lot of fun. You know, wherever he goes, it's just a ton of fun to be with him. It's so much fun to hang out with him, and I really respect him for even seeing the maturity in him in taking leadership and turning conversations that are foolish back towards wisdom, and I just really respect him for that. Mr. Grove, just I really enjoyed hanging out with him, and you know his dean impersonations. You got to hear those. We got to get you up here at some point to do those. It was a lot of fun hanging out with him and Ariel and Hannah and Corinne and Andy. They were fun to hang out with second week and Andy both weeks. Just being able to hang out and have a lot of fun. So that's a big thing that I think for anybody who's considering going to Mexico, I just encourage you to look forward to friendships that are going to be built, friendships that are going to be made, and friendships that are just going to be further developed. And just anybody who's considering it, it's an absolute must. So there you go.
It just dawned on me as we were standing here, you can come on over here, that some of you, how many of you have already have been to Mexico? How many of you guys have been on this trip before? So many of you out there have been. It just dawned on me as he's sharing this, some of you may have no idea what's going on right now. So probably good for me just to give you a quick little window into what's happened. We took two separate teams to Guadalupe, Mexico, to serve an orphanage that's there. It's an orphanage that has, I believe, has 30 to 40 children that are there at the ranch that live there. These are children whose mom and dad have either died or these children have been abused, and the government has handed them over to this orphanage. And along with that, this orphanage has a school which draws about 100 children to it. That dean who oversees the ranch and the orphanage actually provides schooling then for all these students. So our purpose for the 2 weeks was to go there and to build a kindergarten classroom so that they could have a separate building to host their kindergarten in. And then we also took a team each week, and they went to our Sovereign Grace Church in Mexico and began the process of building pastors' college dorms to host Spanish-speaking pastors' college students so they can be trained at that church. So that's what we did. With that, also we did a Bible study each day, crafts with all the children that were there, hung out with them, got to know them, had fun with them. Was there anything else that we did other than spontaneous stuff? So that's a gist of what went on. So I thought it would be helpful for you to know, have a little background, that that's what we have done for 2 weeks. And so these are just testimonies from individuals who went to how God met them. Now, Chris.
This is my first time down to Mexico. I was able to go with my daughter, Christina, my sons, Michael and Andrew. We had a great time. Before I read this, one interesting point. God will use some creative ways to work out that sanctification process in your life. My wife had mentioned while she was packing up my stuff, "Do you want me to pack you a second towel?" And I'm like, "Honey, I'm a guy. It's only a week. We only need one towel." Not necessarily. There's a certain young man who will remain nameless, but if you want to talk to some of the people later, we'll fill you in on who that was. The first day back from Juarez, I was anticipating that nice hot shower, and my towel was missing. Later, I found out that this young man had a broken towel. At least that's how he explained it. His towel was broken. It was leaving little fuzzies all over him. And he said that my towel was the most hotel-looking towel sitting on a chair. So he used it. And needless to say, that little washcloth that my wife packed served very well the rest of the week as a towel. And I'm very grateful for my wife packing it. All right. Mexico was awesome. The one morning, I got up early. I was going to go out to the cross that you guys saw pictures of. And as I was walking, I came by this just very small, run-down building. And there was an elderly gentleman outside, and he was working in his garden. And we kind of waved at each other. And then he started just singing really loud. I had no idea what he was singing, but that just really struck me, the joy that he was exhibiting early in the morning working out in his garden. When I arrived at the cross, it was just incredibly peaceful and quiet, and yet off in the distance, just very faintly, I could hear this gentleman still singing. And as I think back on Mexico, I think about the people that I encountered all throughout the week, this gentleman, his singing, the kids at the orphanage, this gentleman who we drove by every day on the way home from Juarez. He was in a wheelchair, and he was sitting out in front of his little hut, and he was about 30 feet from the little septic river. We called it the Poo River. You can get with us later if you need more details on that, but it was not a pleasant little river, and it smelled bad. But this gentleman was out there every day watching his kids play, and he just the level of contentment on the people in Mexico just blew me away. Even the police officers who pulled over Mr. Torzik and then posed for a few pictures after releasing us, and they found out that we were helping out the orphanage. These folks have so very little, and yet there is just a tremendous level of contentment and happiness in their lives. And it has really challenged me and humbled me to be more grateful for the life that God has chosen for me to live. I don't know why I wasn't born in Mexico, but I wasn't. And I need to be grateful for that. And also just to be grateful for the blessings that I experience on a regular basis and to be content with the things that I do have, instead of always wanting what everyone else has.
Hi, my name is Chris Perdue. I'm going to be a sophomore this year, I think. And I went to week one for Mexico. When we got to the orphanage, all the little kids came up to the vans that we had come in, and they were smiling with these huge smiles on their faces. They were so excited for us to be there. And after we got our stuff unloaded, we all went out to play soccer. What else do you do in Mexico? And so when we were out there, I noticed that none of the kids argued any of the rules. None of the kids argued any calls. They were all out there just to have fun. When they got a goal, they congratulated the other team. And after that game, I started paying more attention. And I noticed that all these kids were so joyful all the time. They were always smiling. I didn't see any kid once never smile. So that joy that all these kids had, I also noticed spread to everyone else on the team. And so I was so shocked that they could have this kind of joy. They're not in the greatest situation on earth. They've been abandoned by their parents, or their parents have died, or they've been abused, so they were sent to this orphanage. And yet they can be so joyful and so contented. And yet here in Washington, D.C., where whatever we want is at our fingertips almost, we are not always contented. We almost always want more. So the example of these kids also showed me that I need to follow Hebrews 13:5, which reads, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you had, because God said, 'Never will I leave you or forsake you.'" Thank you.
Hey, I'm Alex, and I'm a sophomore, and this was my first week going to Mexico. I went week one. My favorite part of the Mexico mission was hanging out with all of the kids in the orphanage. Our first day there, I met a 10-year-old orphan named Marcus. Week one knows him better as Boots. We named him Boots because he owned everybody in soccer, especially me, wearing a pair of knee-high rain boots. I was able to reach out to him and many of the other orphans on the trip. I found God's grace overwhelmingly apparent during our stay there. While working and spending time with the kids, I witnessed my dad reaching out to the kids in a way that most of us couldn't. My dad is fluent in Spanish, and once the kids figured this out, they spent as much time with him as possible. Early in the mornings, Dad would bring his Spanish Bible out to the pavilion for devotions, and the kids would come flocking to hear him read it out loud and would listen to his iPod, which was filled with Spanish worship songs. Dad was a great example to me of how to reach out to the orphans. I loved watching all the Mexico Children's Ministry helpers interact with the kids, and I think we all had a ton of fun. Serving on the work projects, playing soccer, and having epic water balloon fights with the kids was all a testament to God's grace, and it was made possible through this youth ministry. For me, this trip by far was the most fulfilling event I have ever had the privilege of participating in since I've joined this church. And God willing, I'll be able to do it all over again next year.
Hi, my name is Crane Glab. I'm a junior, and I went to Mexico on the second week with my dad, my sister, Kendall, Mr. Brewer, and Mr. Mika. This was my second missions trip, and I was excitedly anticipating my experience. As I prepared for the trip, I knew God would meet me in many ways over the course of the week. Little did I know the impact that this missions trip would make on my life. Over the course of 7 days, God showed me so much about myself and about Him. He showed me that I'm a blessed girl, and He is an awesome God. We live in the richest country in the world and in one of the richest counties in the world. When I went to Mexico, God showed me where I could be if He hadn't put me in such a wonderful place. God has blessed me so much by allowing me to live in this country and have a loving and godly family. I'm so grateful for the gift that He has given me. God is an amazing and awesome God. When we were in Mexico, we were able to see some pretty amazing things. When you first land in El Paso, you look and all around there are huge and beautiful mountains. Just looking at the mountains shows you how big God is and how small I am. On Wednesday and Friday, we had two pretty big thunderstorms at the ranch. Because we were in the middle of nowhere, we were able to see them coming from miles away. Watching the lightning streak across the sky and feeling the gusts of wind raised adoration in my heart for my Creator. It was so cool getting to watch the storm approach, even though it was a little bit frightening at times. Throughout this entire trip, God revealed himself to me in so many ways. I know that from this trip, my relationship with God has gotten stronger, and he is bigger in my eyes than before. I had so many great experiences throughout week two. When we first got to the ranch, we went out to get ice cream with the kids in the town of Guadalupe. That was so much fun, and it was a great time to get to know the kids and spend time with them. Throughout the week, we were working at two different construction sites. I was able to go to Juarez, which was about an hour away from the ranch, and work on the pastor's college apartments being built at the Sovereign Grace Church there. It was really hard work, but it was also a ton of fun. Mr. Torzik did an amazing job leading our group and showing us what to do. The team made so many memories, and we had a great time. At the ranch, the rest of the group was working on constructing a kindergarten building for the school. I was able to work there one day and had a great time. I got to work with Mr. Brewer and Josh Tucker up on the roof with a nail gun, nailing 2x4s to the trusses on the roof. Although at times it was a little scary working with a nail gun quite a few feet off the ground above cement, it was really fun, and I had a great time working with them. Near the ranch, there is a cross you can walk to see the sunrise in the morning. Now, I'm the kind of person who would wake up with just enough time to get to breakfast without being late, so I didn't get to see the sunrise this year, but early in the week,
See, Dave Brewer and I both, basically we owe her one, and she wonders if it's coming tonight. So she's a little paranoid, kind of wondering what's going to happen next. So you can relax, it's not coming tonight. It's still in the future, so we'll take care of it later.
All right. Early in the week, my dad and I and a few others ran up to the cross just to look around and get some exercise. The view is incredible. You could see for miles and miles around. Just sitting up at the cross and looking around at God's creation made me grateful for him and what he did for mankind. After working every day, we had a time to hang out and fellowship together. During these times, we played card games like Mao and Mafia. Although sometimes they got a little out of hand, like when Mr. Brewer hit me in the nose during the game because he just couldn't eat a tablespoon of mayonnaise, the card game competitions were a great way to spend time with each other and make memories. Saturday was our last work day that we had at the construction sites. After our group had finished cleaning up all the tools and Juarez, my dad suggested that we write Bible verses on the walls and pray for the men and their families who would be living in the apartments we had helped build. It was so cool that we got to lift them up in prayer and realize that the buildings we had just worked on would one day serve the men who were being equipped in the pastor's college to spread the gospel throughout the world. Later that night, Mr. Brewer and Mr. Maka, Christy and Elise, blessed the whole group by taking us to a steakhouse in Texas. Christy and Elise both ended up being under budget, so we were able to go to Cattleman's, one of the top 10 steakhouses in the U.S. It was so much fun. At Cattleman's, they have a zoo with buffalo, bulls, peacocks, llamas, rattlesnakes, and a bunch of different animals. We were able to walk around the place and see all the different animals and have a great time. We were also able to watch the sunset there, and it was spectacular. The view is amazing, and it made me just stand in awe of the majesty and greatness of God. Finally, on Sunday, we had the opportunity to go to Juarez and visit the church there. It was pretty amazing. Although everything was in Spanish, we had translators who tried to help us understand. That part was a crazy experience in itself. After that, we went to the market and played a wild soccer game with the church's team, which we won. I had so many great experiences in Mexico. God taught me so many things about him, and my relationship with God has grown stronger from this trip. I encourage all of you to try to go to Mexico at least one time during your high school careers. It was a great experience and opportunity to serve the kids in Mexico. They absolutely love it when we go there, and they look forward to our visits every year. You never know, you could be the one who shares the gospel with the kids and changes their lives forever. I'm so grateful that I had this opportunity, and I can't wait for next year. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Andy Alonso, and I had the privilege of going to Mexico for both weeks, as Josh said. It was such a tremendous blessing and joy to be there to see the progress that was made. And there are so many stories, both funny and serious, that I could tell, but the one that meant so much to me while I was down there was during the second week. As Corinne said, the pastors and admin team were under budget, so they treated us to a dinner at Cattleman's. It was a wonderful evening full of fellowship and telling the waitress that it was Dave's 50th birthday. I hadn't been feeling well all that day, and by the time we were heading home, I had felt really bad. The others in the van knew that as well that I wasn't feeling all that great, and instead of just talking to everyone else, when they knew that I wasn't feeling well, they took time out to pray for me and to encourage me, saying that everything was going to be all right. Thanks to Lindsay Ray and Corinne and Kendall Glad, Rihanna Furlaman and Aunt Josie for encouraging me and praying for me. Thank you to Mr. Wisga for making sure that I had everything I needed during the car ride, even a tool belt in case I got sick. Thank you, Mr. Maka, for your thoughtfulness and going slow over the speed bumps. And thank you, Chad, for leading the guys in the back of the van and silently praying for me. You all are such a blessing to me, and I was so encouraged by your willingness to care for me. But it didn't stop when we got back to the ranch. Mrs. Furlaman and Aunt Josie were the best step-in moms that night for me. I really appreciated the way that they cared for me and made sure that I was comfortable and had everything I needed for the night. But the best thing that could have happened to me that night was when Lindsay, without anyone telling her to, called my mom to let her know that I wasn't feeling well. It meant so much to me just to be able to talk to my mom, even though I was half crying, and even when it was midnight her time. I'm so grateful for everyone who served me that night. It made me aware that even though you may be in a different country, that God loves his children who are in pain, and he blesses those things by the people around you. You guys are such good friends and such a blessing to me, and I appreciate you so much. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Michael Rakini, and this is my first year being able to go to Mexico. While in Mexico, I increased my understanding of why I should be so grateful for everything that we have here in the U.S. When I first found out I was going to Mexico, I was not that excited about it because I only know a couple words in Spanish, and after hearing about last year's sickness, I was a little nervous. As the day drew closer, though, I did get a little bit more excited, but I still wasn't sure about the whole idea of spending a whole week in Mexico. I had never seen anything like it when we got down to Mexico. When I got down there, I could barely stand the poverty that I saw. I'm so used to such a nice, spacious area up here as my house is, with anything I could ever want in it. The people down there were in torn down houses, and some barefoot, and some barely had any clothes on at all. But they all seemed so grateful. Many people who go down to Mexico and see what I saw say what I just said. Yes, I also experienced the same thing, but I had a different experience also, and mine was more as at the orphanage. I was adopted when I was 4 years old, along with my brother and sister, Andrew and Christina. I am so grateful that we wound up in the family that we are in today, with parents who love God and teach us and point us to Him. A family who loves and cares for me individually. The kids in the orphanage are where they are today because they don't have parents like you and I do. The thing that really made me see my need to be more grateful is that if it had not been for me being adopted into this family in a certain time period, then I also would be in an orphanage. Though it probably would not have been one like Rancho 3M, it would have still been an orphanage, and it gives me another reason to be grateful. Grateful I was adopted, grateful for my family, for my church, my friends, and my great life, and the faith that I now have. Being in an orphanage in the U.S., I might have never even heard the gospel. Thankfully, God has placed me in this family rather than an orphanage. After experiencing what I did in Mexico, I have a desire to go back down there over the next couple summers that I have the opportunity and reach out to these kids there. Though I don't have the same situation as them, I have a situation that I can relate to with them. They need to know just how much God loves them and how he is there for them and he has a plan for them. I would encourage all those who went this year, who have never gone before, and those who don't even want to go, to go. Just putting a smile on their face will make a big difference in their lives. If you go down there and complain all the time, then they're going to get the wrong message across. You need to encourage them and set good examples for them. In James 1:2-3, it says, "Count it all joys, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. I have learned to be grateful in every trial I face and every circumstance I am in, and I encourage you to cultivate the same heart of gratitude.